Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. And now, here's your host, with a special beauty reporter special, Dawn Reese.
That's right, we're interrupting this special edition right now. If you're driving, this is Hollywood Connections. Instead of Friday night, we have a special with our beauty queen reporters and finding out what they're doing. So this is their half hour special. Let's go right to the point and get one of our Hollywood, Florida reporters, Deidre. Is she on the air? Hi, Deidre.
Hi.
Welcome to your half hour.
Hey, welcome. This is Chat with Deidre.
That's right. What I'm really enjoying about this, Deidre, is this is the power of influence of faith-based entertainment. And you're going to share some testimonies. You were saved at 17 years old, and God spoke to you about music and entertainment. And you started to listen to Christian music, and you didn't know it existed until you began to write music about Christ and interview artists. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in high school, I was dealing with some things, and I grew up in a Christian household, and so I didn't know that I didn't accept Christ into my life. I thought that Jesus was always with me, but it wasn't until when I was feeling really empty and feeling really lost in life and feeling like I needed something to fill me up, I didn't know that Jesus was the answer, because I thought I already knew Jesus and I already accepted him into my life. And my mom invited me to a church service one night, and I didn't want to go. I was dealing with some things, dealing with some depression or, like, being surrounded by peer pressure and influence in high school. And I was sitting in the church service, and they were doing an altar call. And my mom went up, but I decided not to go. And a lady tapped me on my shoulder who was sitting behind me and said that God spoke to her for me to go up there to the altar. And immediately, I just started crying, and it lended to me giving my life to the Lord that night. And everything changed after that point, and it felt like the scales of my eyes just fell off, and I saw things the way God sees things, and the Lord entered into my heart, and I felt like a completely different person. Like the word says, we become a new creation in Christ. And one of the first things that God spoke to me about was the music I was listening to and the movies I was watching and the TV shows I was watching, how that affects my mindset. And the word says we'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I knew my mind needed to be renewed in the way that I was thinking, the way I was operating, especially after now I wanted to follow Christ and have my life surrounded by Christ. And so at the time, I was on my high school dance team, and they were dancing to the music that was on the radio. And so I remember being in practice and just feeling like I couldn't dance. Like, I couldn't pick up the moves, which I pick up dance moves really fast. And I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't dance to these songs anymore. And I was hearing what the words were saying and what they were speaking. And I never really paid attention to that before. But when you're saved, when you're following Christ, like, he shows you things that you wouldn't see before. And so music was something that really affected the way that I thought. And so one of the first things that God convicted me of was to lay down the artist that I used to listen to. And I said, okay, God, like, how can I do that? What can I be introduced to? Because I'm a dancer. Like, how can I not dance certain things? And one of the first things he asked me to do was to leave my high school dance team. And so I made the decision. It wasn't easy. But as soon as I left, I felt like a weight just lifted off of my shoulders. And I said, wow, like, this is how God works. Like, he speaks to you. He wants you to follow him. And so I followed him and completely got set free from what was holding me down. And eventually it led me to watching more Christian music videos and listening to more Christian music. But still, I wanted to dance. Like, I didn't want to stop dancing. And God led me to an artist named Lecrae. He's a Christian rapper. And I first heard him through watching a dance video, and I heard him rapping about Christ. And it hit me. I said, whoa, is he talking about the Lord? He's talking about God. And I started listening to him. And then that opened the door for me to find all these other artists. And it felt like I found this underground world of Christian music that I didn't know existed. So I found pop music. I found hip-hop. I found, like, dubstep, rock music. There's so much music that the words that they're saying and what they're talking about is all a reflection and to honor the Lord. And everything else I was listening was very selfish driven, very like lifestyle, all about the person getting more money or getting this or getting that. But listening to these rappers, like, they glorify the Lord in what they're saying, and they put Christ first. And so it really hit me, and it changed me forever. And what I was really excited about was being at the Christian Music Festival, and I met a singer, and I met her on a Christian rapper's song, and she was just singing about how she had a heart transplant and was believing in faith for the Lord to let her live longer. And I remember seeing her, and just, I had to interview her, because that song that she did when I was 17 or 18 years old, when I first found that song, just so impacted my life so much. And that's the power of God being in music, God being in entertainment, God being in certain things that we don't expect to find him in. I don't think I would have ever expected to find God in rap music. I wasn't even that big of a fan of rap music, but that's my favorite music now, is Christian rap music. So yeah, I definitely want to share this interview that I got to do at the Christian Film Festival with singer Jasmine Lachey. And I was just speaking to her how she definitely impacted my life.
Sounds
good. Go ahead.
Sounds great. Deidre is also one of our Hollywood reporters. She's got a title, and she is just amazing, and interviewed Mama Ali and so many other people, which is Muhammad Ali's first wife. And let's go to that interview, Vaughn, and that's the first one. It's Jasmine Lachey, and that was at the International Christian Film Festival. We'll be right back.
This is Deidre Veronica, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019, here at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and I'm here with singer Jasmine Lachey. I'm so excited to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
So what has been the best part about being at this festival?
Man, there's such great expertise and knowledge shared from experienced songwriters and producers and people in the licensing industry. And then I've met really beautiful people, including yourself. So that's been great.
So how would you say you're using your God-given gifts in your career?
You may not know this story, but for some years after I did the song Heart Song with KB, I underwent a deep depression, and I felt like God kept sending people to love on me at a time when I felt unloved. And him sending people with like a tangible way of saying, I'm still with you, right? And so anyway, I stopped singing during that time. And only recently, just before I submitted a song to this festival, is when I decided I wanted to sing for the Lord again. After I had begun to study again and pray again, I wanted all of that to be well first, and then I wanted to begin singing. So that's what led me here, and I'm not sure whether or not I want to pursue being an artist yet or just a songwriter, but I certainly know that the Lord has put music in my heart and given it to me as a gift, and I will use it.
You're definitely blessing people. It blessed me when I first heard the song, and of course I'll still go back and listen to it. It's such a beautiful song, and your story about the heart and having a new heart, and
yes,
it's incredible. And how can we follow you and find out more about you?
Thank you for asking. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Jasmine Leshea. That's JASMINELESHEA. I'd love to connect with you, chat with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. God bless you. Back to you down in the studio.
So that is so cool. You got to meet one of your mentors, and I'm so excited for you. Also, it says, play my song, Strange Thing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I definitely wanted to grow up. When I was younger, I always wrote music. I always wrote songs. I definitely wanted to be a singer when I grew up, and I was always just writing about music that you hear on the radio, like about love or just random things that I would hear about. And when I was saved, the Lord began to speak to me about the music that I was writing. And this was the first song that I wrote about the Lord. And I was so surprised that I could even write something about God like this. And definitely inspired by some other Christian artists. So yeah, Strange Thing is just talking about how God led me to Him. And it was just, yeah, it's like a strange thing. Like I didn't know that something like this could happen. So yeah.
So did you sing this song as well?
Yeah, we sang it and we recorded it.
Wow, something I did not know. That's why you have your own special. Pretty impressive. We're going to go to that song. We'll be right back. Hollywood Connection special with my beauty queen reporters from around the world. We'll be right back.
I was
So she wrote that music, and that is amazing of how she found God and that her inspiration. Also, Deidre, we're going to go to the next interview. Movies that inspired me was God's Not Dead, first faith-based movie that you saw. And who did you interview from the movie from God's Not Dead?
I interviewed Benjamin Onyango, and he plays the friend to the pastor in the movie. He's actually been in all three of the God's Not Dead, so I was really excited to meet him. He's a great actor, and yeah, that was a really cool opportunity to speak with him.
Super cool. We're going to go right to that interview from the International Christian Film Festival. Deidre is one of our top Hollywood reporters, and she has a title with that as well, and you could be next. Let's go to that interview.
Hi, this is Deidre Veronica, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019, here at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and I'm here with one of the actors from God's Not Dead. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean for you to be a part of this festival?
It means everything to me, because, you know, the last movies that I've done have all been Christian movies, Beautifully Broken, God's Not Dead, and then Jesus Saved, which is not out yet, and now this, freshman year. And I'm like, oh, we got it accepted in a Christian film festival. That was amazing for me. So I was just like all excited, and here I am.
So how did you get involved into acting?
It was by accident. I used to write like little plays, you know, that I used to do way back then in Nairobi, where I was born, back in the day before you were born, when I was little. So I used to write scripts, and then we would do it in the church and all that. So when I came to the States, I'm like, yeah, I think I can do this, you know. They started out as an extra, and then it all evolved from there.
So how does being a part of a Christian film impacted your life?
Oh, everything, you know, because then you get to, because, you know, when you're in the movies, when you're on that silver screen, you impact a lot of people. And it's even better when you're actually doing something for God, where you're actually witnessing. You're telling a story that touches people and all that stuff. So it's all, you know, it's amazing to be in a Christian film first.
It's incredible. So do you have social media? How can we find you and your upcoming projects?
Instagram is Benji Bendrix. I made that up. And on Facebook, I'm Benjamin A. Onyango. What's the other one? I don't know. Yeah, that's it. That's good.
Well, awesome. I was definitely impacted by God's Not Dead. I literally just watched it, I think, last week again, because I have it at home. I have all three. So God bless you. That movie has impacted the world for sure. And yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Back to you, Don, in the studio. Thank you.
And we're back in our beautiful Clearwater Beach Studios. And also, let's go back to now Courageous. This is one of my favorite movies. You got to meet War Room Ben Davis. And tell us how exciting that was for you to meet this actor, because that is a fabulous, powerful movie.
Yeah, he's in a lot of Christian movies, and I've seen him in so many things. And he was just really nice to talk to. It was so cool to meet him. His role in Courageous was really great, because he wasn't a believer in the beginning of the movie, and then he became a believer at the end of the movie and wanted to be a good father. So that was a great movie, and it was great to talk to him.
Awesome. Let's go to that interview, Vaughn, and he's our engineer tonight. Thank you for coming in to do this special, and thank you, Lola, station manager, as an owner as well, with everybody, and Ed. Thank you for having this special that we have. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deidre Veronica, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019, here at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, here with actor Ben Davies. How are you?
It's just good to be here. I've heard about this film festival for a long time. This is the first time I've been able to come here, so it's been great. You get to see all your friends again. It's like a family reunion almost.
That's amazing. So how did you become an actor and get involved with Christian films?
I kind of prepared when I was younger, and then the doors kind of opened with Courageous. I went down and auditioned for that movie back in 2011, and from there, it's just been one film to the next, and the next, and the next. Just keep trying to get better, keep trying to tell good stories, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And so how do you use your God-given gifts in your career?
Well, you just got to try to do the best that you have available. You know, you don't want to, you want to do everything as if you're doing it for the Lord, and so with every role, I just always try to attack it like that, to try to do the absolute best I can in all these different circumstances, no matter how small the role is or how big the role is. So that's kind of how I like to approach it.
That's amazing. Any upcoming projects? I know there was a movie that was showing here.
Yeah, The Order of Rights was showing here. There's also a movie called Fearless Faith coming out in May, and I haven't seen that one yet, so I'm really excited to see when they're actually going to release it, because I'm curious. It's been like a year.
So how can we follow you? Any social media?
Yeah, at Ben Davies Actor on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is the best way to do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right, back to you, Don, in the studio.
So that was one of my other favorite movies, War Room. And I'll tell you, when you do pray, things happen. So, Deidre, we're going to go to the next interview. God uses anything to speak to us. Share a few scriptures. You had a director, Jude. I don't have his last name, but let's go to that video. Do you remember who that director was?
Yeah, Jude Johnson. He has a film called Freshman Year. And he had Benjamin Onyango was actually in that movie. And, yeah, it was nice to talk to him. He was nominated at the film festival, and the movie should be coming out soon. But, yeah, it was cool to talk to him, too.
All right, let's go to that interview next, Vaughn. And this is what happens when you become a Beauty Queen reporter. You're out on the red carpets, and you're getting footage like this and meeting producers and getting in movies. So who's next? You could be on Hollywood Connections. We're having interviews and auditions once a week. Let's go to that interview next. We're ready for Jude's interview. What Jude video? It says YouTube. Okay.
Hi, this is Deidre Veronica, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019, here at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and I'm here with one of the nominees for Best Picture, Best Actor. Can you tell us about who you are, what you do?
Yeah, Jude Okudiafo Johnson. I'm the director and producer for Freshman Year film. So like you mentioned, we got nominated for Best Screenplay, Best Picture, Best Leading Actor, Best Leading Actress, and Best Supporting Actor. So we're pretty excited to be here. We'll see what happens tonight. But if we don't win, we're still very happy and pleased with the nominations.
Yeah, so what does it mean for you to be here?
It means a lot. It's just a validation that the screenplay that I wrote, just seeing it, being able to be nominated out of 1,000 films, that speaks a lot for us. So we came all the way from San Francisco to Orlando.
Wow.
So it's just a blessing to be here. It's great to be here. We love the people here. We love the reception we've received. We just love the way the audience reacted to our film. So I'm very happy. I'm very excited to be here. So let's see what happens tonight.
Yeah. Do you have a website, or how can we find out more?
So you can find out more Freshman Year movie. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. You can go on IMDb to find out more about us. For myself, Jude Johnson, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Instagram. And we hope the movie will be in the theater August, September timeframe. So come see it. If you're a college student, if you're a parent, has a kid in high school or college, this would be a good film to come see.
Amazing. All right. Congrats on your nomination.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Don, in the studio.
Okay, and so we're going to her final interview. She had Diablo Thompson video, and she's a singer-songwriter. Do you remember that one, Deidre? Are you there? All right.
Yes, hi.
Hi, sir. Yes, we have the next one, Diallo Thompson video, and that is your last interview of the evening. And tell us about that quick interview that we're going to do.
Yeah, so Diallo, he's an actor. He was actually in director Jude Johnson's movie called Freshman Year. He was the lead, and he's been in a few other films, and he just had some nice words to say, some encouragement for some actors. So it was cool to meet him. He's young, he's hungry, and trying to be a great actor. So yeah, he's great to talk to.
Awesome. And we have one more interview of Deidre's first half hour, her own half hour show of all the work that she's done for Hollywood Connection. She has so much more. And Deidre, before we go to your last interview, give your social media and where they can see the rest of these interviews that you've done.
Yeah, so you can go to DeidreVeronica.com, DeidreVeronica.com, or search YouTube for Deidre Veronica, and all my videos are on there.
Awesome, and we'll share that. All right, let's go to that last interview, Vaughn, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deidre Veronica, Miss Hollywood Reporter International 2019, here at the International Christian Film and Music Video Festival, and I'm here with...
Diallo Thompson. Go ahead.
Are you a nominee, or what brings you here?
Right, so basically I'm nominated for the best lead for a film called Freshman Year. It aired yesterday.
I saw the poster.
You saw it? Yeah. It aired yesterday, and I got nominated for the best lead, and also the film is nominated for best feature. So I'm waiting right now to go in for the award ceremony and cross my fingers, hope I win.
That's so exciting. So what made you want to become an actor?
My older sister, she started acting before me. She was in an episode of Tyler Perry's House of Pain. And I saw that and I just thought it was so amazing and told my parents, hey, I want to get into acting. So I started doing theater and stuff and I started getting into film and here I am.
That's incredible. So what advice would you give to a young person, a young male who wants to do their God-given talent and bring God glory in their gifts and in their craft?
I would say, first of all, you have to keep your faith. You cannot give up because this industry, it's a lot of competition, right? You go into auditions and you're seeing people who look exactly like you that's going for the same role as you. And you're going to get rejected a lot. So you have to keep your faith. You have to keep your spirits up. Another thing is, don't skip any steps. You know, you have to do your research, go to acting class, meet other actors, ask a lot of questions. Don't be afraid of any criticism because you're going to get a lot of criticism, but it's not bad. It's only there for you to get better. So if you keep doing that and if you don't give up, your hard work will pay off eventually.
That's incredible. That's amazing advice. So how can we find you? Any social media?
Right. So my Instagram, my Facebook, and my Twitter, it's all at Allo Thompson. So that's AlloThompson.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much. Good luck on your nomination. Congrats on your nomination.
Thank you.
Back to you down in the studio.
Well, Deidre, we are so proud of you. We're super excited that you're aboard with us on Hollywood Connections. And this is your half hour special. And we're going to be talking to you maybe about an hour special. It goes so fast. And I want to thank you and your mom for the support with Hollywood Connections. You're doing fabulous. And God bless you. And Godspeed ahead. We'll talk after the show. Any last words, Deidre?
Just thank you for this opportunity. And I guess one scripture I can say is Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he shall show you which path to take.
That's beautiful. Well, Deidre, we're excited about next month's show. You know, we'll be talking to you afterwards. And again, up next is Teresa, World's Tourism Pageant title holder. And she is on the air with us. And thank you, Deidre, for your half hour show. Hollywood Connections, let's go to Deidre. I think we have an opening song we're going to play and get Deidre actually to say goodbye to everybody. Wave, okay? And then we have Teresa. She's on. And let's go to her music. We're going to open up with this. It's all about wedding stories. We'll be right back. Welcome, Teresa, for your half-hour World's Tourism Pageant title and Hollywood Reporter, calling from Sacramento, California. Are you ready for your half-hour?
Yes.
Yay! So take it away and tell us about your half-hour. What is this all about with wedding stories?
Yes. I'm Teresa Velasquez, World's Classic Miss Tourism 2019, and the name of my show is Your Special Wedding Day. It's about how a person sees their wedding day. And it's giving advice and discussions on keeping a happy marriage. What would they want in a spouse? Or anyone, callers are welcome, who wish to share their engagement and wedding day stories. So I have some romantic ways to propose for those who are interested. And this is by Simone Hill, the author. And I wanted to share this with you, fun ways to propose. One is choose a favorite place, whether it's a fountain, hotel rooftop, monument, or national park, that has personal significance to the two of you. Once you're there, ask someone nearby to take a picture of you together. Instead of posing, drop down on one knee. So that's one way of doing that. Okay, another way is have a choir, brass band, or drumline show up for a surprise performance of your fiancé-to-be's favorite love song in a park or public location for your proposal. For a really personal touch, ask the performers if they can incorporate your fiancé's name into the lyrics. So if anybody has any ideas, opinions, they've gone through this, call us. Get in touch. Another one is get in touch with the stage manager of your favorite production and propose after the cast curtain call. Call ahead and see if you can have a special note or ad placement added into the playbill so you have a keepsake of the proposal. That's another way. Another idea is arrange a surprise proposal with a street caricaturist. Have the caricaturist sketch a picture of you two with word bubbles that say, "Will you marry me?" and say yes. Another idea, ask the divers at an aquarium to put on a proposal show inside their biggest fish tank. Give them a waterproof sign that says, "Will you marry me?" to hold up against the glass, and then position yourselves for what will at first seem like feeding time. Another is send your unsuspecting fiancé to be on a treasure hunt that ends with your marriage proposal. Start with a clue at home, a handwritten note or text message that leads to a tour of your favorite spots all over town. Another is go out for a night of dancing and ask a DJ or band leader to pass you the mic so you can dedicate a song and propose on the dance floor. I think that'd be fun. Has anybody experienced any of these at all? Nope. Not yet? Okay. Hire a skywriter to spell out your proposal for everyone around to see. Number 9, take out a full-page ad in a newspaper, then pick the perfect spot to have a relaxing morning of catching up on current events. Another, number 10, call into a radio station. Make sure your fiancé-to-be is listening, then propose on the air. We can do that on Hollywood Connection. And then number 11, plan a romantic destination getaway for two. When you're on the plane, use the loudspeaker system, of course. Run your plan by the flight attendants first and propose at 35,000 feet.
That makes it very special and unique when someone says, "How did you propose?" I think that's adorable. So keep going. You're on a roll.
It's just, yeah, a lot of fun ideas. And then this one here says, rent a Vespa, scooter, or bike to tour the city. Invite your soon-to-be fiancé for a ride, but remind them to be safe and wear a helmet. Hand over the helmet with the ring box already in it. Then zip around town to celebrate. Number 13, searching for beach proposal ideas, go to the shore and build a sandcastle together at a safe distance from the ocean. When your partner isn't looking, put the ring on the highest tower. That's a cute one on the beach. And then number 14, after a long day of sightseeing, have a drink in the hotel bar. When it's time to go, have roses, candles, and champagne all set up in your hotel room. Everything for a perfect surprise proposal. Number 15, add this to the list of outdoor proposal ideas. Go on a hike and pop the question once you've reached the top of your climb. But please be careful not to lose or damage the precious proposal piece in the wilderness. And then number 16, gather a bunch of your friends and family for a party and have everyone put on a t-shirt or carry balloons filled with helium. Otherwise, they won't float. Bearing one of the letters in the phrase, "Will you marry me?" Then, during the party, suggest a group picture to reveal the message. Another one is spell your proposal out in glow-in-the-dark star stickers on your ceiling. Get into bed, turn the lights off, and wait for the gas. Number 18, use refrigerator magnet letters to write out your marriage proposal. They'll never be so happy to have gone to grab a snack. Another, number 19, throwback to your childhood with a proposal written in sidewalk chalk on your street or driveway. Number 20, create makeshift letters that spell out, will you marry me? Using anything from colored duct tape against the wall or a piece of poster board. The scrapbooking material. Surprise your partner with your creation at work, home, or the park. Another is fill a favorite room in your home with photo memories from your relationship. You can hang them from balloons or cover the walls with them for a jaw-dropping surprise. And there are many, many, many more. These are some ideas, and you can, you know, change them around a little bit, come up with your own ideas, but this is some. These are some really great ideas. Another one is slip the ring on while you soon-to-be fiancé is sleeping, then do a romantic morning wake-up call with champagne and strawberries. Number 24, tie a red velvet ribbon from one spot in your home to another. Attach little notes recalling perfect moments in your relationship along the way. Leave your partner at the end of the ribbon with the ring in hand. So these are just great, great ideas on how to propose. I also have some advice here from some experts on the topic. I like ways to make your long-term marriage happier. One of them is reminding your partner and yourself that you appreciate them. After you've been married for many, many years, that passionate kiss when your partner walks in the door can easily morph into a peck on the cheek that can then morph into an inability even to look up from your computer. Over the course of 23-year marriage, there are times when it says here, I felt my own husband and I were starting to become so familiar with each other that we were setting into a stultifying routine. But there is a real danger in that. Studies show that nearly half of men who have cheated say it was because of emotional dissatisfaction. When men don't feel connected or appreciated by their wives, they're vulnerable to the advances of any attractive woman who casts a lustful glance their way. And fellas, it works the other way as well. So these are some advice from some experts. And this one is Anne Rinoff. She is the author in the HuffPost. And another thing that she advises is say thank you for the little things. It says here, I've been guilty of keeping score, constantly calculating who had done what. I cleaned out the kids' closet, so you have clean the basement. I moved for your job when we first got married, so now you need to move for mine. I initiated sex last night, so now it's your turn. But playing tit for tat is childish, and it will do nothing but chip away at the trust and connection you've built with your spouse. If you are so inclined, keep score of all the positive things your partner does in a day, and then say thank you. Hopefully, they'll get the hint and do the same for you. So little things count in a relationship, is what she's saying. Another one is take care of your appearance. Especially with many years and a few kids under your belt, it's easy to let your appearance slide. Think about when you first met your partner, would you have walked around in stained sweatpants and without brushing your teeth? My guess is no. I'm not saying you have to look like Julianne Moore every time you settle in for a night of TV. But I've seen too many couples transform from Cliff and Claire Huxtable table into Dan and Roseanne Connor with disastrous repercussions. So that's another word of advice that she gives. Appearance is, you know, is important. Take care of yourself. And then it says, watch your words. There are many things you should never say in a long time out. The first being, don't you think our new neighbor is attractive? That's a question you just think you want to know the answer to. It's also never a good idea to start the sentence with, you know, it's always been your problem that who wants to hear that from their partner? We hopefully have a pretty good sense. We hopefully have a pretty good sense of ourselves at this point, and having someone you love point out is failing in this way just little to engender a loving relationship. You always or you never think about it. Neither of these is true. If you start a sentence with these words, your mate is certain to shut down or start a fight. Stop for a minute and think about what you really mean to say, and then say that instead. And she says here to relish the silence. Sometimes the best way to address a problem is to just to walk away from it. And that's true. You know, you walk away and then, you know, just let it be. And as it says here, as in seriously, let it go. Not everyone needs to be addressed. Know that not every insult is intended. Practice letting go as much as you can. Forget, forgive more, forget more. Bite your tongue until the tip hurts. And once in a while, remind, turn over the page here, remind yourself of why you married this person. Focus on those reasons and let that pass without mention. The trick to successful silence, however, is that you really let the problem pass. If you stay silent and still harbor bad thoughts, well, that's where ulcers come from. As the Beatles told us, let it be. Mm-hmm. And then another one that she gives is to be kind. Be kind to your spouse. We tend to take advantage of those we love the most, probably because we know they love us and we can get away with it. It's the old kick the cat syndrome. You have a bad day at the office and come home and take it out on your mate. A much healthier pattern is to start out every day by asking yourself, what can I do today to make my partner happy and mean it? Doesn't it make more sense to put your best face on for someone you love? Look for ways to say yes. This rule applies to partnering as well as, but in a happy marriage, people are busy trying to please each other. That sometimes means sitting through endlessly long ball games, putting on a tie, watching a horror movie with your eyes closed, and traveling around old Civil War battleground sites when you really want to be vacationing on a beach in Hawaii. It's doing things for your partner. So I think these are really good ideas on how to keep your marriage, you know, together.
I'd like to say something, Teresa. You know, being married for 6 years, I've now known to make sure I next to my nightstand, my husband in the morning, he gets up and I say, all right, your socks, your underwear, your clothes, everything is there. So he doesn't say, honey, where is my? And if you've ever had that happen, honey, where is my? Try to get that taken care of so you don't hear that in the morning, correct?
Exactly. You have to work together and... you know, just try and be patient and keep it going. Keep it exciting, you know, do things together. And that's very, very important. Anyway, getting back to some of the fun ways of proposing. I have a few more here. I have a whole bunch.
Okay.
Actually.
That sounds good.
This one is cook a 5-star worthy meal of all your fiancés to be favorite foods or hire a personal chef for the night. Propose over dessert. Have a custom jigsaw puzzle made with your picture and the words marinate. On a rainy day, suggest this activity. When you're finished enough that you can clearly see the picture and read the words, it's time for the marriage proposal. And then another one is add a custom proposal song to his or her go-to playlist on Spotify. Record an unexpected proposal podcast. Number 28, have a friend take photos of you with posters that say, will you marry and me? Then make plans to meet up in a special spot, and before you arrive, text the photos in order. When the last message goes through, show up and get down on one knee. Number 29, create a web page declaring your love and wedding proposal. Then leave a clue with the web address writing on it. Don't say a word. After proposal, announce the good news by sending the link to family and friends. Set up a live stream channel and invite all your friends and family to watch the proposal in a real time from wherever you choose to pop the question. Number 31, it says here, update a social media profile with fiancé in your bio. Ask your partner what they think of your feed and save the confusion on their face before they realize what's happening. So, and then 32, make the box holding the ring as a selection on the dessert tray at your favorite restaurant. And then another one, put together a gift basket of yummy treats like dark chocolate, coffee, or fresh fruit, and hide the ring among the presence in its box so it doesn't get lost in goodies. So these are some. That was number 33. I have 56 of them. But I'm going to share some other things with you from some experts and some, you know, people giving some advice. This is by Angela Johnston. She gives five places you can get married for free or nearly free, because we know some of these venues can be very, very expensive. It says here that in Chicago, the cost can be as high as $55,000 for a wedding, or in Los Angeles, $44,000, New York, $76,000. These are just some numbers for weddings in the United States. But it says here that there are, you know, places you can get married for free or nearly free. You can get married in nature at your favorite local park. However, you do need a permit for as little as $25. So it says your local park can be a great option for a low-cost wedding, because a lot of people think about, you know, that where they're going to get married, have the reception. So just be sure to do your homework ahead of time to see if you will need a permit at the park you choose. So you have to find that out. For example, in most New York City parks, a permit is required for some events for more than 20 people and comes with a $25 charge. One that I like was the all-inclusive resort lets you have your wedding and honeymoon in one place. It says here, if you're planning a destination wedding, check out some of the all-inclusive resorts that offer free weddings for resort guests. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Did you ask for that?
No idea. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it says here, for example, beaches, resorts in like Jamaica and Turks, they offer free weddings for a minimum three-night stay, so you have to stay for 3 nights at one of their places. Just be sure to, you know, read the fine print about what is included in your wedding package so that you know exactly what to expect there. But that is a wonderful idea. And then you have here an outdoor chapel in Texas. They give an example. And there's one called Dulcinea. It's an outdoor wedding in Texas. The wedding chapel, 20 minutes from downtown Austin, Texas. The chapel sits on the edge of a walking trail and on a nice day provides a beautiful backdrop for your photos. It says here, there is no charge for weddings, but you will be required to leave a no-show deposit that is refunded after your event. They, however, are asking for donations to help them keep the chapel available for future free weddings. And it's just beautiful. You know, there's a picture here of that. And this article I mentioned is it's by Angela Johnson. She wrote it in 2018. You can look it up in theinsider.com. Five places you can get married for free or nearly free is the title of it. Another one I think is beautiful, and you would probably appreciate that because you like to be in the water all the time. Every time I see you on Facebook, you're in the water.
All the time.
It says here, the beach can provide beautiful natural scenery for your wedding day. What's more romantic than saying, I do, near the ocean? As with the parks, you will want to check your local beach for rules on permits. So there's, you know, possibly the permits before you finalize your guest list. For example, in South Carolina, near Myrtle Beach, weddings with 500 or more participants or with 101 or more chairs requires a permit. And says you will also want to check on the beach's rules regarding, you know, like alcohol consumption and rice throwing. So you have to check all these other little things. But, I mean, these are free, almost, or nearly free. You know, you just have to check on the permits. And of course, you're going to have to spend a little bit, but, you know, like for the honeymoon. But, I mean, that idea about the all-inclusive resort, I think that's a wonderful idea to get the wedding and the honeymoon in one.
Correct.
So, yeah. So that's, you know, some ideas for people who are wanting to get married or planning to get married or, you know, wish to get married and just giving them some ideas on their wedding day. So anyway, but back to some proposal ideas. We have about five more minutes, but I'll throw some more at you. It says here, ask the pastry chef to write, "Will you marry me?" in chocolate sauce around the rim of a dessert plate. And then another one, it says, ask the baker to make a custom cake with a proposal written in frosting. Have the cake displayed in the storefront and take your partner window shopping. Bring the cake home and share it and celebrate afterwards. It says here, print a custom label with your engagement proposal written on it, then place it on a fancy bottle of vino to toast with after they say yes. Number 37, it says, go to a restaurant, ask for the special menu. The waiter will come back with a sheet of paper you planted that reads your marriage proposal message. And then number 38, it says here, sneak with the proper permission, of course, into your soon-to-be fiancé's office or classroom before they arrive in the morning. Write your proposal on their desk or blackboard, then stay hidden from sight until they show up. And then it says here, another idea, before your partner leaves for work, offer to heat up their car and scrape the ice and snow off their windows. Then scratch your proposal into the ice. Number 40, with the help of your soon-to-be fiancé's coworkers, schedule a last-minute meeting toward the end of the day and whisk them away to a romantic spot to propose. So these are just so wonderful ideas how to propose. And like I said, you can, you know, change them around a little bit, come up with your own ideas. Another, I can probably give you a couple more. Just let me know when the time's up here. And it's just here, pick the perfect spot to propose and have a photographer hide somewhere discreet. After proposal, your photographer can snap some post photos too. And number 43, tell your fiancé-to-be that you've been selected for a couple's casting call. I like this idea. And then at a studio, then propose in front of the camera. So, and then another one is called, number 44, looking for a funny proposal idea? Pull off a tiny fake out by asking for your partner's ring size in obvious ways. Bringing home a ring chart is one. When they accuse you of ruining the surprise that you're shopping for a ring, say, okay, try this one instead. And then number 45, cut out the bottom of a huge refrigerated box. Wrap it with pretty paper and ribbon and attach a card that says, what's inside the box is a gift to last a lifetime. Then deliver yourself to your soon-to-be fiancé's doorstep. And I thought that was cute. And then it says here, number 46, make the ring the surprise in a box of Cracker Jack or in the Kinder Egg. And then number 47, reenact the scene of their favorite romantic movie. And it says, if it's Pretty Woman, go for the ending of the movie. Rent a white limo and climb through the sunroof with flowers in hands to proclaim your love as you arrive at their place. Another one is cute. It says here, rake the leaves in their yard to spell out your outdoor proposal. And number 49, during the holiday season, use outdoor string lights to write out, will you marry me, on the front of your house, apartment, or lawn. Station your friends and family secretly inside and come up with an excuse to linger out front. Then have someone flip the switch to reveal the message. And number 50, it says here, build a scene of snowmen proposing. Then tell your soon-to-be fiancé to look outside. When they see the snowman, get down on one knee. So these are just wonderful ideas.
Wow, Teresa, we're going to send this video as well as the podcast on your social media so they can hear all these wonderful ideas. What is your social media that you can tell everybody to go to?
Well, I have a Facebook, and I'm quite active on Facebook. So they can just find me, Teresa Velasquez, on Facebook. And I also have Wix. I'm going to be putting things on there for the show or from the show. But they can just go to my Facebook under Teresa Velasquez.
Perfect. We only have about 15 seconds left. Keep us tuned. What's going to happen with Teresa next month? As we're excited to find out what you'll be talking about and giving advice from your heart to the newlyweds and the new ones out there that are getting married. I'm Dawn Rees, Hollywood Connections. Bye, Teresa.
Bye.
Bye. God bless you.
See you standing there. Everything's fine.